Well, if Tasmania is in the middle of a tourism boom, the mining town of Cooper Pedy is experiencing something of an opal rush, the likes of which hasn't been seen for decades. Hundreds of opal miners have taken part in a ballot to allow them to mine sections of land untouched for nearly 40 years. The land on Shell Patch Reserve, which is about 35 k's north of Cooper Pedy, was excluded from mining in the late 70s. But late last week, the reserve was released for mining under a new agreement with local Indigenous groups. John Dunstan has been mining for opals in Cooper Pedy for 50 years. He discovered the famous Virgin Rainbow opal back in 2003, and he's the Vice President of the Opal Miners Association. John Dunstan speaking with Cathy Van Extel about the prospects for the Shell Patch Reserve.
The reason why it was called Shell Patch was because the original miners that mined in the hills there found shells, fully opalised shells. But because of the bore in the creek there, they had an easement around the bore about 400 metres, 200 metres either side, so it stopped some of the mining. And then in 1978, they decided to extend it another 200 metres either side, so it was 800 metre square area taken out. And it was all productive mining area.
Do you know what sort of wealth it produced in the past?
Oh, millions of dollars. Millions. No problems. And we're hoping now that we've got all this land back, that there's going to be some, you know, some good claims there. I think it's going to be really good for the town.
So how many claims were up for grabs?
In the draw, there was, you know, more than 100 claims. There was 221 people registered in the draw. But the Mines Department, when they seen that 50 claims was already given out, they could see most of the main areas were already taken. So then they decided to open it to anybody. They said, look, if you can find a spot to peg, go ahead and peg it.
Just to explain that, there was a ballot for the initial 50 to 60 prime spots, or what were considered
prime spots. That's right.
And then it went to an open bid.
Yeah, because otherwise it would have taken all day. We started at 9 o'clock and we finished at 1 o'clock.
And was it locals or was it new miners?
Well, there was 30 new prospectors there. They've taken out their prospecting permits, 30 new ones. And I think a couple of them got a couple of claims. And then there was a lot of old-timers, old miners that retired some 10, 15 years ago. They come back to have another go, and some of them won claims, so they were happy. Now, the biggest thing is we've got to shift all the machinery out there. It's 30 k's from Coopedy, so we're waiting for a big float to come into town and transport all the bulldozers and excavators out there.
Although I hear some have already started to work their claims.
Yeah, there was a couple of drills that rocked up there. More or less after the draw, they started drilling. And also, I think one excavator's already arrived there. They just walked it there.
And I understand that you're going to be trying your chances in this new area as well.
Well, I'll tell you something. If I had number one pick, if my name was drawn out first, I would peg the claims that I just pegged. Everybody pegged all over the place except the place that I wanted.
And what was it about that spot that you thought is going to produce the goods?
No, because I know the area. I mined there in 1971 and 75, so I know the area, and I believe there's a good chance there. There was a lot of loose dump over the area that previous miners pushed there, and it covered up this ground, and I've known about it for years. So I was so happy to get my claims over that area.
You found the legendary Virgin Rainbow Opal in 2003. Do you live in the hope of finding something similar?
You won't find another one of them. That was special. That was, just unbelievable colour. But the Shell Patch has got a lot of fossils. There was even a opalised plesiosaurus found there years ago, and mainly shells, but some of those shells today, if you get them full colour crystal opal, they can be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 each. So we're all hoping that we're going to strike some good ones there.
So would you say that opal fever has hit town again?
It has. It has, well and truly. And there's been a film crew filming it all. They're interested in doing a series here in Coopedy. So it's sparked a lot of interest.
And, John, what does this all mean for the local economy?
Oh, well, it's all good because we can't supply the markets overseas with rough opal. Over the last few years, the buyers are getting desperate because there's just not enough opal around. So we need some new areas opened up and get them excited as well, you know. Otherwise, they might go into some other industry or other stones, you know.
How tough has it been in Cooper Pedy since the heydays of the 70s and 80s?
Ups and downs, you know. Like, over the last, 12, 13 years, I've found three small opal fields outside of Cooper Pedy area. But I call them satellite fields. They're not big. You know, half a dozen people might make some money and the rest don't make anything. So it's hard to find a major opal field. A lot of the area in the tableland has got a lot of rock over it, you know, and it's hard drilling, and a lot of people just give up.
There aren't the numbers of miners that there used to be, are there?
No, there's only about 100 left here.
Compared to?
Compared to 1,000 back in the 70s and 80s.
So you're hoping this might revitalise things for the city, for the town?
It will. It will for sure, because there's machines coming from all over the place. I know of two other bulldozers and excavators coming out of Prominent Hill back to Cooper Pedy, and Minterby up north, another opal mining town. They're bringing machines down here. So, no, it's really going to kick Cooper Pedy for sure.
And when do you start working on your new claims?
As soon as I can get my gear out there. I'm hoping on Tuesday that I'll be able to shift the excavator, but I was told that I have to wait for a bigger float to shift the bulldozer Saturday, I think.
So it sounds like you're itching to get out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Well, good luck with it, John.
No worries. Thank you very much.
How exciting. I'd love to be doing that. John Dunstan from the Cooper Pedy Opal Miners Association speaking with Cathy Van Extel. It's all on in Cooper Pedy. It's 8 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.